Titanic. You know, he's a liar. He promised when he was running for city attorney last year that he would serve the full term as city attorney. And he promised that if he didn't, he would pay $100,000 to an after-school youth program.
That's the voice of veteran journalist Betty Pleasant, who recently profiled the death of Anthony Dunn, a 31-year-old black postal worker killed in East L.A. by an unlicensed driver. Betty spoke to me about Dunn, City Attorney Carmen Chutanich, and the quest for justice for Dunn's family.
He died because he was doing his job. He was a postman, a young fellow, 31 years old. He was a postman, and he was sorting, you know, those little white trucks that they use. He was sorting his mail behind it, at the very end of his little white truck, and in Baldwin Heights, in a Baldwin Heights neighborhood. But Felipe Soto veered into him and cut off both his legs. And a couple hours later, he died as a result of that, just doing his job. And Soto was driving with a suspended license, the police said, and he has not been arrested. And that has outraged his family, as well as his friends, and as well as the neighbors, as well as the relatives and the residents who were accustomed to him, to Anthony as a mailman. I understand. They tell me that he was a great guy, very helpful, and you know, all that good stuff. And they liked him, and they were upset about the fact that this Soto person was not arrested. And that's basically it. That's what happened to him. He died. As I said, in the County General Hospital a couple of hours later. But people tell me that it was a very sad scene, that the residents gathered around him and hugged him and prayed with him and stuff while they waited for the ambulance to come and get him. And they also said that this Soto person did not call for any help, and that all he did was walk around the place with talking on his cell phone, and that the residents had to try to take care of the man, take care of Dunn. The police department, although they did not arrest him because they said there was no overt criminality, which is questionable. Like the driver of the SUV who hit him was not drunk. He wasn't on drugs. He wasn't speeding. But he was driving on a suspended license, so they didn't arrest him. But I'm told that they did work up a felony manslaughter charge that they thought was a good one, and presented it to the district attorney so he could be charged with it, and the district attorney declined to do so. The district attorney chose to call it merely an accident. So the cops took their findings, or their case, to the city attorney, that liar, Carmen Chutanich, and he has chosen to pursue the matter, pursue the criminal charges against Soto on a misdemeanor basis. And I contend that since I despise Chutanich because of what he has done and has not done, I think he's done it, the mere fact that he jumped on this matter. He did it just for political reasons, to increase his chances of being elected to district attorney. He's doing only thing left to be done, and because the DA, only the DA can handle a felony thing, and when the thing comes to the city attorney, all it can be is a misdemeanor. So he's got 5 misdemeanor counts against him. Even if you read me, you know how I feel about Lieutenant. You know, he's a liar. He promised when he was running for city attorney last year that he would serve the full term as city attorney. And he promised that if he didn't, he would pay $100,000 to an after-school youth program. He lied. Here he is running for district attorney, and he hasn't even been on his job more than a year. Plus, he hasn't come up with $100,000 for lying. So, no, I don't believe anything. I can never believe anything that this man would ever say. And he's got a lot of nerve running for district attorney. Well, I just wholeheartedly believe in the comments made by friends and relatives of his, and the general people on the street that had Soto been black. The cops would have found some way to... But nevertheless, my main concern is, hey, I was always under the impression that driving with a suspended license was against the law. Yeah. And if this man killed a man while driving with a suspended license, then he should be arrested and tried for violating the law. Killing somebody. But no, they let him go. They've never arrested him. And I'm surprised. I'd be surprised if he showed up on April the 20th. Because he could very well be out of the country. I mean, he wants to make it easier for illegal immigrants to have a driver's license. Well, hey, I don't think that's a good idea. And I think this is the poster child for it not being a good idea. Now, I don't know about Soto's immigration status. They wouldn't tell me, you know. I don't know whether he's here legally or illegally, but he was not a licensed driver. And I don't know what caused his license to be suspended or how long it had been suspended. They would not tell me that either, you know. But, you know, he could very well be a legal immigrant. He could very well be a natural-born U.S. citizen. But he was driving with a suspended license. And I've been under the impression all these years that was against the law. That was an illegal thing to do.
Author of 2 of the most widely read columns in Los Angeles, The Soul Vine and The Bottom Line, Betty Pleasant can be read every Thursday in the Wave newspaper or online at wavepublication.com. I'm Jasmine Kanick with Beyond the Front Page for Radio Free 102.3 KJLH.